Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
All right, welcome back to another exciting and informative edition of Learning Insights. We are coming to you from the show floor at the Training 2015 Conference and Expo. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here hosting today. We have with us in this segment Vice President of Talent Management and Senior Director of Talent Management. Both of these folks are with Sonic Automotive. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Doug Bryant and Miss Maria Schutte. How y'all doing?
Marla. It's Marla Schutte. Close. That's what happens.
And see, this is with the glasses on.
And Schutte was supposed to be the hard part.
I know. See, I nailed Schutte. I nailed it. All right, Miss Schutte, only one rule here during the broadcast. Talk right into the very end of the microphone, even when you are trying to make fun of or have conversation with Lee or me. But I'll start with you, Doug. Tell us a little bit about Sonic Automotive and the training function there, man.
Sonic Automotive, we have about 103 high-end dealerships. We're the largest retailer of BMWs in the world. And we recently started a new business this past year called Echo Park, which is going to focus on used car sales.
So now, Echo Park, can you talk a little bit? What's just used cars? There's got to be more to it. You got a cool name like that. You don't want to waste it just on just used car stuff, right?
Yeah, we're focusing on used cars first, so you can kind of compare us as a mix between a CarMax and a Starbucks. A lot of people say walking in to buy a car from us is walking into, like walking into one of the Apple stores. So we started conceptualizing Echo Park about 7 years ago, and training's really had a seat at the table through all the strategic planning of Echo Park.
So training's part of the culture there at Sonic?
Well, not only part of the culture, but I think we helped define what the new business model was going to be. Echo Park is really about changing the industry and the way we buy used cars. So training helped define what that business model is. We helped drive what the processes were in order for us to develop our training.
All right, so you hooked me. Can you walk me through what's it like? Is this a physical location? Is this online? How do I experience Echo Park?
In all capacities, that we have an online presence, and we also have physical locations, and we're trying to marry both the physical world and the digital world. But when you walk in, it's very different. Nobody will greet you in the parking lot like in a traditional car dealership. Our salespeople, we don't even call them salespeople, we call them experience guides. There's no commission. They're paid to give you a great car buying experience.
But there's a lot of cars around me? Or is this a virtual thing where I look on an iPad and I see infinite number of cars?
We have cars on the lot, but you can also look at them all through our iPad. And if you're in a neighborhood store and a car that you like is up at a store in our northern store, we will send it down to you rather than you having to drive to it.
Okay, was this your idea, Marla? Was it your idea, Doug? Or did some group get together and say, we're going to do something completely different and create an experience here?
Yeah, Sonic Automotive has been around since 1997, and we've been trying to change the traditional car business. It's really hard to change the old habits and behaviors and the way cars have been sold. So we decided to start up a completely new business, bring people in from outside the industry who don't really have car sales experience, and then put them through extensive training to train them on how consumers want to buy a car. So everyone who's new at Echo Park goes through about 60 days of training before they sell their first car.
And is that a good rule for you guys to not hire somebody who has car selling experience?
Too much to unlearn, right? They'd have too much to unlearn, I bet.
Yeah, we have a mix of folks. We won't exclude someone because they have car sales experience, but really we look at hiring people that really provide good customer service, who are optimistic, who are proactive.
And Marla, you said early on that you guys have a seat at the strategic table. I got to tell you, having come from the training and consulting world in a former life, that's a little bit unusual. How and why did you earn and do you get to keep the seat?
Wow, I think Doug can talk to the Sonic side of how they earned and keep the seat. I came in when they already had a seat at the table, and I think one of the key things, they put a lot in training in terms of helping define the process. I think because we know how to answer or ask the right questions. It's one thing to have a vision about what this new experience is going to be, in the training organization, we have to make that more concrete. Well, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. So the questions we ask help them further define their vision and really clarify their vision. And then once we've trained our associates, we play a key role in actually helping operationalize that. So when we open our stores, we're on the ground in the stores helping people, reinforcing the training and helping people apply the training.
Yeah, we're also keepers of our standard operating procedures. So we are the folks that write all the standard operating procedures and go out and do operational audits to see if people are performing the way they should be.
So you have certain kinds of assessments, or do you physically go on site to, you know, observe to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to?
It's a physical assessment. So we send, it's almost like a mystery shop. We send auditors out. They spend 2 days in each store and audit every aspect of the business. And then those results are tied directly to bonus plans for our general managers.
You got 100 dealerships, 10,000 plus associates. How do you keep a pipeline of these folks to talk to?
Yeah, we run about 30% turnover, which is good for our industry. The industry norm is about 70%, so we're much better than average, but we still have a long ways to go. So in each one of our markets, we have a new hire training program that everyone goes through, then goes through an extensive onboarding program before they get down on the sales floor.
And then you have an onboarding program for your trainers as well. Speak to that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, so for the most part, we bring trainers on who have been very successful in our stores. So they're already high performers, so they already have some respect from their peers.
They got the street cred, right?
They got the street cred. And then we put them through 3 months of train-the-trainer program. So they go through presentation skills, instructional design, training measurement. They go out and perform some of the audits I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it takes about 3 months to get someone up to speed for us to be a trainer.
Now, is most of your training in person, or are you using e-learning?
Marla's doing it all. Marla's calling them up and saying, now this is how it's done.
We have a good combination for Echo Park because we're a new business and we had brand new employees. We did mostly classroom face-to-face training, mm-hmm. but we also have e-learning and self-study guides available to our associates as well.
And you guys, Orsonic Automotive is a training 125 honoree. That's got to feel good, but Lee doesn't know what it is, so explain it to him.
Training Top 125 has just been honored by Training Magazine as having effective training in place and getting results and making sure that you're getting the business results.
Now, as part of the metrics that are important to you, obviously, is turnover. Now, do you also have to keep track of, like, the ROI? Are they you're not using commission as a driver for sales. You must have some means to measure sales, right?
That's right. So that's one of the reasons we've been very successful, and we get support for our training resources, and we have a large training staff. And a very large budget. I think the only group that has a larger budget for us in the organization is our marketing group and our IT group. Other than that, training's right at the top of the list on what we spend our money on. And we show that because we're pretty effective at showing the return on investment. So, for example, we'll send in a team of sales trainers into one of our stores, run sales training, and we track the improvement in sales. Same thing.
Well, now there's an idea. One of those wacky metrics, like how many more cars did we sell? That's right. How you get that seat at the table. Right.
It's not a complicated business. It's about selling more cars.
Right.
So do you have any sales tips for the people listening out there?
Yeah. Our sales tip is really around not trying to sell. We just help people buy the car they want to buy.
It's about listening. Our tip is listen to the customer and help them find
stuff.
What they need. It's a breakthrough.
Listen and give them what they want.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Man, you're right. There's a
complicated business model. Complicated business
better
model.
Better write that down, Stone.
Yeah. Our chief operating officer stops by some our training sometimes, and he always gets asked on what his number one sales tip is, and his tip is always, be nice to people.
I love it.
Wow. All right, it's so not ringing a bell. It has nothing to do with ringing a bell.
Yeah, well, we don't always hear it. So today and tomorrow, what are you guys going to try to get accomplished here at the conference other than your acceptance speech of the Training 125 Award? You'll reach out and try to meet some of these other folks here, right?
Right, yeah. We're always looking for, you know, ways to improve our training function, looking for what's new and innovative. We try to think we stay on the cutting edge of training technology. So
you're going to be visiting around, talking to folks, and I mean there's all kinds of vendors here and probably some colleagues that you guys are wanting to catch up with. Yeah,
sure. We've got a lot of vendors here we do business with, and we've got also, I think we have some competitors here, so we want to find out what they're doing also.
So now on Echo Park, you're selling used cars. Is there a difference in selling a used car than a new car?
Well, I think there is, because I think in a used car, there's so much variation of each used car. You can have two used cars with the same amount of mileage on them, but how they've been taken care of could be different. So the interior looks different. They ride different. So each car, pre-owned car, is so unique that usually when a customer comes and they want a car, they're very specific about what they want.
Uh-huh. And then, but from a selling standpoint, is the buyer different buyer that buys a pre-owned car than a new car? Or listening still works for them, too.
Yeah, one of the things we did early on when we developed what our sales process should look like, we started off with customer focus groups and had them define what they didn't like about the car buying process, what they did like about it, and then we just simply eliminated all the pain points and tried to enhance all the things they did like about it. So that turned into our new sales process, and it cut the buying time down from 3 to 4 hours to about 45 minutes. And then we simply train our sales folks on following that process.
Now, do you find that most of the buyers come in having already kind of done their research on the online?
Most of our buyers come in having done substantial research, which is why we had to change the model. The consumer knows so much more about the cars, and I think that's whether they're new or pre-owned cars. So they're very educated, and our job is to help them find out exactly what they're looking for.
Right.
All right, so if some of your colleagues out there in the training and development and talent management world want to reach out and have a conversation with you guys, maybe exchange best practices, is there a way they can find out what you're up to or maybe reach out and have a conversation with one of you guys?
Yeah, I think we're both on LinkedIn, so you can find us on LinkedIn. Absolutely. We'll be more than happy to share what we know.
And a website for Sonic?
Yep, we've got a Sonic Automotive website you can go to, and then we also have an Echo Park site you can go to.
Good stuff. Well, thank you all for being part of the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep up the good work, man. We'll have you back sometime. All right, this is Stone Payton, Lee Cantor coming to you from the show floor. We'll be back in a few from Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.